We are so excited that this latest message from Truth Movement Church can meet you where you are today. This message from TMC will help you to apply the truth of God's word to your everyday life. It's practical and powerful. Enjoy His word.
Into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than them? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lily of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, that's the if you dress it in the room, with you this morning, that's what I came from. Shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Here we go. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that our theme for our series has been first the kingdom, coming from the text that says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. May the Lord have blessing in here to do that. So, in order for me to be able to teach this word that I need to teach this, I need to reteach or read you something that I know that you already know. And I know that you already know because I taught it to you before. So if you are new to TMC, great. If you're not, I know that you already know this, but when you take what you know and stretch it across the canvas of this series, it gives a fresh revelation.
Yes. Come on.
So we all know that we are three-part beings.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I am a spirit. I live in a body. I possess a soul.
Come on. Come on.
I am a spirit. I live in a body. I possess a soul. You are a spirit. You live in a body.
Yes.
You possess a soul. We're three-part beings.
Yes.
Amen. We're three-part beings just like our three-part God. He's Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
We're three-part beings. Okay. When, in Genesis 1 and 1, I know that you know, but you go there if you like, but just trust me. It says, in the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God.
Yes.
In the beginning, God. Before he created anything. In the beginning, God.
God.
And then he created. But when it started, God. And then God formed from the dust of the earth a man, a body. And then God, who was here before what he created, the mold of a man, God breathed from himself the breath of life into the body that he created. God, here first, breathed from within himself. He breathed himself into what he created, and it became man. So, that tells me that before I was body, I was spirit. In the beginning, God, there wasn't anything else. He was first. Then he made the body. It was doing nothing. It was just there. Until he breathed himself into it, then it had a function. But before there was a body, there was a spirit. I am a spirit. I live in a body. My spirit was first. Are you following me? Okay, you don't believe me? Let me give you another. I'll put it to you. And Jeremiah says that before I knew you, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in your mother's womb. That means before on that ultrasound, you and that little pee, before that positive pregnancy test, before that, I knew you.
Yes. Yes.
Which tells me that before you were a body,
you
already had an identity.
Come on.
And he knew you.
Come on.
Before I was a body, before you were a body, you had an identity. And it had a relationship with God.
Come on. Yeah.
Because first, our spirit. First, you were spirit. Before you got that body. Before you was fine, before you had muscles, before you lost it all. You were spirit. Before the job, before the kids, before the degree, before the odds, before any of that, you were already. Because you were spirit first. Are you clear on that? So, when you stress that truth across the canvas of this series, and we meet Jesus while he's giving his testimony, his sermon, in chapter 6, it's okay. I said you can let me know that you got. When we meet him in chapter 6, and he's telling us how to live this thing out. Now remember, I am a what?
Spirit.
You are a?
Spirit.
Come on, Flag. Don't be a soldier. You are a?
Spirit.
Where did your spirit come from?
God.
You are a spirit, and where did your spirit come from?
God.
Okay, so in chapter 6, when Jesus says, but seek ye first the kingdom of
God,
he's just reminding you, don't forget where you came from. He said, you worry about your body, who's going to clothe you, who's going to feed it, and all that stuff. You forgot where you came from. Seek first the kingdom of God. You know why? Because it was first. So what he's really saying is, keep the first thing first. Don't get distracted by all of this. Well, I gotta pay this. I gotta do that. And what about this? How are we gonna eat? How are we gonna pay this? He's like, you worry about the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
First thing first.
Yeah.
First thing first.
Yeah.
But we're so caught up on the part that we can see. That's the thing that's not gonna be before you long today. So let me just hurry up and get this out to you. He needs you to be focused on the part that you can see. Remember. Three parts. Your three part baby. The pastor Tina that you can see is my body. You can see the earthly realm of me. There is a part of me that you cannot see. And that is my spirit. My body is a resident of this kingdom. It's a resident, it is a representative of this kingdom. But my spirit is native to the kingdom of God.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm here with you, but I ain't from here. And what Jesus was reminding them of, you better act like where you came from, is what he was saying. Have you ever sent your children somewhere and have to remind them, I don't care what they do. You know how we do it in this house. So when you get out from among me, you better still act like you came from this house. And Jesus was reminding them, you're not from there. See ye first where you came from. You better behave like mine. That's further people. The Pastor Tina, you can see. Visible, the part of you that I can see is a resident of me. Now, would you believe that the part of me that you cannot see is actually more effective in the realm that you can see than the me that you can see? I'll say that again because I might have just confused you. The part of me that you cannot see, because you can't see my spirit, too, is more effective in the kingdom that you can see than this body that you can see. You need to prove it. You don't believe me. Okay, I'll testify. I need to testify. And I'm going to do my best to hold myself together to the end of this testimony. I had a friend who was in the hospital, and the situation was not good. And I got the call that she was in the hospital, and the situation was bad, but hearing her report on the situation is what was concerning me. So I knew that I needed to get there. So I got in my car, and I got to the hospital, and I walked into the hospital room. Now, my body walked into the hospital room.
Come on, come on.
My spirit walked into a fight. And if fight is what you declare it's going to be, then fight is what it's going to be.
Right.
And I'm good with it.
Yes.
So now, long story short, we fast forward, and my friend is now out of the hospital, thank God, and she is well. Now, mind you, while she was in there, her circumstance was trying to talk her into dying.
Yes.
I pour victory that she is well. But what she said to me was, I'm so glad that you came to see me. Because when you walked in the room, I felt my help coming.
Yeah.
Now, my body couldn't do nothing for my friend. Because Tina is not a nurse, and Tina is not a doctor, and there is nothing that Tina could do for her body. But my spirit, on the other hand, has fight tendencies. And my spirit, on the other hand, is the world version of me. And my natural version of me can't do nothing. Tina walked in the room. The warrior also walked in the room at the same time. And then to revelate some things. Because where does darkness go when light shows up? I don't really know. Don't really care. But when light shows up, dark has to go. And the darkness that was bullying my friend at the time had to respond to the presence of the God that's in the room. When we say this morning, when Jesus is in the room, darkness has to flee. The truth about the God that lives in you, you will show up to stuff different. The atmospheres have to shift just because you're in them. Atmospheres have to change because the problem of God shows up when I show up. So when I show up, he shows up. When I show up, joy shows up. When I show up, healing shows up. Why would I ever do it? Or what would happen if I spent as much passion and devotion for being a disciple as I did for being an influencer. Like, what if I got to post, you got to keep the algorithm going. First kingdom. Okay. But why does he need me to prioritize it? Why can't he just know? Why can't he not okay that I just don't? Because I think that's where some of us are. We are editing the text. The text, we are receiving it as seek the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. And you are giving yourself credit for seeking the kingdom. But incomplete obedience is still disobedience. Yeah, that's right. So we're looking for the attic, seek the kingdom, and all these new attic. We're looking and waiting for the attic. But we haven't done the first. And I wonder if God is like, you're looking for the attic, like, I'm looking for the first. What would happen? Okay, let me just answer your question. Pastor Tiffany, he wants me to prioritize the kingdom first. Why? Okay. I need for you to understand that you were deployed in this body because you're on assignment. You are on a kingdom assignment. He dressed you in this suit and has you here to execute your kingdom assignment. Okay, Pastor Tim, what is my kingdom assignment? Okay, I'm glad you asked me that. If we go up, stay in chapter 6, and we'll go to verse 10. Because Jesus already explained to us a little bit of how to get instruction on our assignment when he taught us how to pray. What did he say? Verse 10. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. What is my job? Lord, thy kingdom come. To make sure that your will is done here. To make here look like home. I'm here to disrupt the culture for the kingdom. I'm here to live kingdom style right here on earth. To infiltrate the world systems and represent the kingdom of God. But what you can do is get down here and act like here. Which is what Jesus was reminding us. Why are you worrying about body? Is that we don't worry about body, we're not body, we're spirit. He already got that. The take care of you came with the package. Taking care of you was part of the assignment. He got that. Your job is to seek first the kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. And then I love the part that it seems that the NIV omitted, but it's definitely in the King James Version, the King James translation, where it says, you know, today our daily bread is cut out. Why is it cut out from NIV is a better question. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Here we go. For thine is the kingdom. The power. For thine is the kingdom. In my daily prayer, God, let me be reminded that thine is the kingdom. The power. See, we talked earlier about the fact that mammon will have you running around seeking power, seeking access, seeking advantage, seeking the bag. But thine is the kingdom. The power and the glory. I'm not here for the glory. I'm here to give you the glory. The glory belongs to you. I'm living this life before these people so that they'll look at you. It was never supposed to be about me. We live in an about me culture. But I didn't come here for that. God, you sent us here so that they will look at you. Because God is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Listen, I'm going to wrap this up. What I need for for us to not leave here is hear the instruction and still function as usual. There are two teams. I don't care what social media tries to tell you. I don't care what they try to fight the corporate, all kind of things. You're God, and you're this, and you're the, it's all kind of stuff. There are two teams. And you are from one of them. Represent home. And I'm going to be honest with you. It is going to make you different. That's the point. We live in a society that screams different. Everybody want to be different. We're working so hard to be exactly the same. We live in a society that comes against everything that you're going to have to have in order to execute the society. Because in order to keep the first thing first, it's going to require a level of loyalty from you. It's going to require you to prioritize the kingdom over everything you can see. But we live in a society that embraces loyalty, but frowns on the expectation of commitment. And we're waiting for God to change his mind about his level of commitment. And that's not going to happen. God is not coming up with a contingency plan. He said, I sent you here for my word. I sent you here for my assignment. That body that you're so worried about was never the point. In fact, one day we're going to have to give this body back. And all the foolishness that it's begging you into, it's not worried about because it's not going to be there for punishment. You ever have your friends come over?
Yes.
And you don't want over here, now you acting like not your home. But then your friends go home and you got to deal with the trouble. Because I know my mama told me not to do that. But messing around with you. Or you're not going to get in trouble for what I'm going to get in trouble for. Don't let your body get you in trouble. My daddy used to say, don't let your mouth write a check that your butt can't cash.
That's
old school, right? Don't let your mouth write a check that your butt can't cash. Let me tell you, your body is running up a bill. And maybe before today, you didn't know that there was a difference. But now you know. So do not let your body play you for a fool. It is not in control. It does not run the show. This is why we fast. Because when we fast, we put that thing back in check. That you don't tell me what I'm going to do. That I fast and I restrict my body while I feed my spirit so that my spirit can have the advantage. Let's keep the first thing first. Let me stand to your feet. What concerns me about church moments and messages and the preaching of God is that we oftentimes will sit in it and then we'll step out of it, but we won't take it with us. You can't unknow what I just said. You can't unhear it. So you're accountable now for what you know. So when your flesh appetite rises up and tries to bait you into doing what you know don't line up with your kingdom assignment, in that moment you're choosing. And I'm making sure that you know that you're choosing because your body don't get to make choices for you. There's always a choice. Most of the time, I'm uncomfortable. But we've been in this series since the start of the year. We have to understand the importance of prioritizing the kingdom of God. Because what I do not want to do is have to stand before God and explain to him why I mismanaged the assignment. We've always heard that you stand before God and you either hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, I never knew. I want to make sure that my body don't deprive me of my relationship with my God. Because when I stand before him and have to give an account with what I did, with what he gave me, I want him to say, girl, you did that. I want him to be so impressed with me. I want to be able to look over my shoulder. I want to be able to ask, who all here was invited by Tina when he gets to the heavens? And I want there to be a great roar in the heavens because all of us came because she directed us to you. I want to live a life that makes heaven have to build an overflow. Will I be rich here? I don't know. Will I be famous here? Don't know. Will everybody like me and know my name? Don't know, don't care. That's not my goal. But my goal is to execute this assignment in a way that God wants to give me MVP status when he sees me. Because that's what the value is. That's where I'm trying to be a star. I'm raising these kids to get there. I need them to get it too. I need for you to understand Jesus. I need for you to understand that that's the point. We gotta keep the first thing.
Thank you for streaming the latest message from Truth Movement Church. We pray that you found something in God's Word that you can deposit into your heart for future use. To stay connected with our ministry, like us on Facebook or Instagram, or learn more about us by visiting www.truthmovementchurch.org.